Good evening, everyone, and welcome into Napa Valley College basketball. Been on a delay today as we had a little technical difficulty. The game is already underway. It's Napa Valley College Storm hosting the Merritt T-Birds in BVC. Well, we should say hosting the College of Marin team, as they're known as the Mariners, and they have taken a 3-0 lead. Napa Valley College with the basketball now. So we'll set the scene, and again, our apologies for missing the pregame as well as the early minute of this contest. Napa Valley College attempts a three, no good, and College of Marin has the ball. And we're underway, and we'll describe the action now as the ball is brought into the attacking territory, and it's going to be a traveling violation against Malik Geldin. He is a sophomore out of American Canyon. So we'll have quite a few locals that are in the contest tonight. Napa Valley College getting a little pressure in the backcourt. They get the basketball into Adderley. Braxton Adderley brings it forecourt. They take it over to the right side, get it to Swim. Zach Swim pulled way out there, quarter court there at the timeline, gets it over. There's the pull-up jump shot. Good! As Brandon Radu starts the scoring, about an 18-footer, a little bit on the left angle, and it's 3-2 now as College of Marin has the lead and the ball, driving in the lane to pull up jumper, no good from about 12 feet, and that was by Brian Davis, and quickly down court, and that was so quick. Dino, who got that ball?
I'm sorry, I can't read the number.
Well, it's 4-3. As there's a shot good by the at the other end of the court by Gilden. That last basket was by Napa Valley College's Radu. So Radu got both of the baskets, and we're tied now at 6-6, just underway here in the first half from the Storm Gymnasium. Driving into lane, a pull-up elbow jumper is good by Alfonso Murray. He's a sophomore out of Berkeley High School. And now the Storm brings it into the forecourt, down by two. Driving in, going with the reverse layup and scoring was Braxton Adderley to tie up the game once again. We're tied at eight now. Into the forecourt, quickly come the, and there's a shot up, no good. And it's a loose ball, rebound, and jump ball is going to be, or no, that looks like a foul maybe. Well, it's the Mariners who are coached by a former Vintage product, Scott Thom. He used to coach at Vintage, used to play basketball at Vintage. Went on to Cal, then up to the Northwest, and now he's the head coach at College of Marin. Steve Baldwin, his 15th year, is head coach for Napa Valley College. Napa Valley College with the ball. They have a pass goes over the left side, driving into the lane with a pull-upper, and good by Javon Williams. He's out of Tyler, Texas. Comes a long way to play basketball in Napa Valley. That's a first lead for Napa in the game. 10-8 is the score, as we have about 17 minutes to go in the first half. They play 20-minute half. Ball is deflected and blocked. As driving in was Alfonso Murray, a sophomore, and he had the ball deflected, and so it'll stay with College of Marin to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Ready to trigger is Franco Barfield. He's a good player. That's in the right-hand corner. Three-point attempt is up. It's no good by Malik Gilden, and it's caroms out of bounds, so the ball goes over to Napa. Storm with the lead right now as we're just underway. This is Ira C. Smith along with Dino Alessio, and we're here at Napa Valley College. And Tony Casillas is our engineer. And again, we had technical difficulties at the start of the game. We've been getting those straightened out. There's Ali Musa with a pull-up jumper. No good. Ali Musa, of course, out of Napa High School. And there's a turnover as Marin got the ball, but they couldn't control it. And it is out of bounds. And it will be at midcourt given to Napa Valley College. So this is a special night here at Napa. It's coaches versus cancer. A very special night. for that. We'll find out more about that at the halftime. Napa with the ball and a two-point lead as they bring it into the attacking territory. They start to go baseline and throw the ball away. So a turnover, and that gives the Mariners the basketball. I'm sorry, we did have some nice comments that we're going to use on the pregame show from Steve Ball, but we'll save those. Maybe we'll get some of those in at halftime. In the meantime, here we go. Napa Valley College in a man-to-man defense as the ball is brought to the top of the key over to the left side, now to Murray. Murray passes into the left-hand corner. They get the pass over there to Chandler. Chandler can't go. Passes baseline. Ooh, and stepping on the baseline over there was Malik Gilden. So that will, or Guyden, we should say. So that will give the ball to Napa on the turnover. Napa leading it still 10-8. Into the front court comes Javon Williams over to Radu. And he pulled the ball over. Pulled the ball over on his attempt to make a drive, and that turns it over. We get our first subs coming into the lineup for Napa Valley College. Chance Farrell Martin enters the contest. He's from Redwood.
Stay tuned area. For more local.
And they also sent, let's see, Swim stays in there, but they're sending Sharik Howard, 6'4", out of Fairfield, into the lineup for Napa. And Swim is coming out of the lineup now because Napa sent two players in. And coming into the lineup for the Mariners is the Ethan Battistini out of St. Helena High School. So Napa back in a man-to-man defense as the Mariners bring it to the top of the key. There's a three-point attempt up by Gilson. It's good. Guyden, number three, got the basket. So that will make it...
Hi, this is Gigi.
Lead for College of Marin. Coming down there is a three-pointer up and good by Napa Valley College's Keith Howard with the field goal. Howard out of Fairfield. College of Marin brings the ball between circles now as he gets the ball into the forecourt. A little pass to Murray. Drives in the lane. Pull-up jumper. Rims. No good. Rebound by the St. Helena product. No good. Gets his own rebound and missed that one from point-blank range. So, but Battistini was denied that pass. It coming down. A quick three-pointer. Boom! He got it! As that was Brandon Radu firing a three-point basket to put Napa ahead by five. That's the biggest lead of the ball game, and it comes with just over 14 minutes to go in the first half of the contest. Napa quickly gets back on their transition defense. Ball comes over the right side to Guyden. Guyden used up the dribble. Looks there. Sends it back out near the center. They get it to Barfield. He'll drive. Passes underneath, and the ball is deflected, and it is going to be given to Napa. So Adderley there just let the ball go out of bounds. Coming into the ball game for Napa Valley College is Joseph Aldridge. He's a 6'8 freshman from Venice High School. Aldridge will be in there against the St. Helena product, Ethan Battistini. And they'll be guarding each other from a kind of a low post, although coming out to a higher post is Aldridge as Napa brings the ball into the attacking territory. And a pass over to Howard. Turnaround jumper. No good by Howard. Rebound is taken out by Murray, sophomore out of Berkeley. Comes down and a quick three-pointer up. And good by Guyden. He got the quick pass over to Guyden, who's coming down. There is a bad pass as Aldridge got the ball, and he was falling out of bounds. He bounced it back in play, but right to one of the Mariners, and they come down on a fast break. And a foul is called, and Steve Ball had to watch it. He almost got a T on him as Braxton Adderley was called for the personal foul. Not yet into free throw situation as far as the one and one, but we do have this being a two-shot foul for Franco Bearfield. He bounces the ball, eyes the basket, takes a deep breath. Free throw is up. Good, he makes the first one. Adderley comes out of the lineup. Javon Williams is back in for Napa Valley College. And what Steve Ball was trying to mention to the official was that there was a some holding going on underneath the basket by College of Marin. There is Barfield's next free throw, and that also is good. Makes it a two-point game. And Julian Bryant, a freshman out of Albany High School, comes in for Scott Baum's team. Napa with the ball against a one-man press. They get the ball into the forecourt. They break the press. Driving in, Wood puts the shot up, no good, and an offensive foul is going to be called against Shakir Howard. Howard called for the personal foul. So, turnover, gets the ball back to the Mariners with a chance to retake the lead. Now they're down by just a point. Napa Valley College has Chase Farrell Martin, along with Shakir Howard, Jay Von Williams and Brandon Radu, along with Joseph Aldridge in the lineup right now. Marin, College of Marin on the attack, brings it right side near the corner, comes back out towards the top of the key, now swings to the left side, driving baseline, going up and scoring was Julian Bryant, freshman, coming down quickly, going up, shooting, missing, and on the rebound, Joseph Aldridge, instead of trying to grab the ball, tried to bat it away, and it was taken instead then by College of Marin. College Marin with a one-point lead. Seesaw battle here in the opening minutes of this contest. Working it around over to the left side. They've used up the dribble, finding somebody open now as the pass comes out to the top of the key. Driving is Guyton. Gets it ball over now. There is a shot up by Chandler. No good from three-point range. And a foul underneath. And it's going to be a foul called against Napa. That'll go against Joseph Aldridge. And he's going to come out of there, I think. They're sending back into the lineup Salim Ali Musa. The Napa High graduate replaces the Vintage High graduate. We've got American Canyon represented here. And got Zach. There's a good inbound play. Wide open with Jalen Chandler under the board, and he laid it in to make it a three-point lead now for the Mariners. Napa on the attack. Driving right side is Martin. Pull-up jumper spun out. Looked like it's going to be about halfway down the hoop and spun back out. And College of Marin with the defensive rebound brings it down for a three-point attempt. Switch. Nothing by net by Jalen Chandler. Chandler getting the basket, and that's the biggest lead either team has had. Coming down, going up, shooting, and just missing, falling his own missed shot, and scoring is Javon Williams. A great deep, or a great play on the follow-up after he missed the shot. He followed the shot and was able to put it in. There's a foul called. So that foul is called. I think we may be in the one. No, not yet. We're not in the one and one, but there is a foul against Napa. Think. Well, anyway, College of Marin has the basketball. 11 and a half minutes to go. Over in the first half, it's 22 to 18. College of Marin has the ball in the forecourt. Barfield into the middle, driving and putting it up off the backboard and scoring is Alfonso Murray. Driving down quickly, going up, just missing was Williams. That was a solo play, taking it from one end to the other. Now it goes the other direction now. College of Marin looking around, finding the out at the top of the key. Barfield, he's open there. He looks around, guarded fairly tightly there by Chance Farrell Martin. Passes underneath, and the travel is going to be called. They were able to get the ball inside to Ethan Battistini out of St. Helena, but the 6'8", 240-pound sophomore was called for a traveling violation. His attempt to get from one side of the basket to the other. Swim back in for Napa. Underneath, a reverse layup is missed, but a foul is called. So these will be the first free throws coming up now for Napa Valley College, and it'll send Chance Farrell Martin, a six-foot freshman out of Corte Madero. That's his high school there. He lives in the Redwood area. He'll be shooting the first of two, and it is no good. Back into the lineup is Jameel Jones, a freshman for College of Marin, leading now by 6 points. Not quite midway through this first half. Coming in for Napa Valley College is Amir Nakai'i into the lineup. Amir Nakai'i is from Las Vegas. Free throw is no good, though. Going 0 for 2 is Chance Farrell-Martin, and the rebound is to College of Marin. And in Cerruti, who just came into the game, brings the ball forward court, passes over. There's a 15-foot straightaway jumper. Is up no good by, that was Bearfield. The rebound by Napa coming down and nearly a turnover, but no call. There's a three-point attempt, no good. Ali Musa with the rebound, fakes, turns, goes up, shoots, scores! Napa High graduate Salim Ali Musa gets the ball in the hoop exactly midway through the half now with the 24-20 College of Marin lead into the forecourt. Cerruti off the top key. There's a three-point attempt a little bit short by Bryant, rebounded by Napa. Coming down, going up, shooting, missing, but the ball is kicked back out. Swim passes over into the left-hand corner. A three-point attempt is up. No good by Williams, and underneath, going to be a foul called, and it's going to go against Napa. Napa down by four, and Napa's going to put a press on. College of Marin is going to get the ball in their back court, and Napa's bringing the defense back there to pick them up three-quarter court. So they'll meet them before they get to the timeline, but getting across the timeline is Bearfield. He's being guarded there by Farrell Martin. And pass goes to the top of the key with a pass over there to Murray. Murray baseline right side, working over to Jones. Drives in, goes up, scores! Nice move there by Jameel Jones. Coming down there is a quick three-pointer up. It rims no good by Williams, but he gets his rebound again. Followed up, missed the shot, fouled on the play. He'll go to the line for two free throws. Well, we've played 11 minutes here in the first half without a timeout having been taken. So we'll find out what's going to happen on these two free throw attempts coming for Javon Williams out of Tyler, Texas. Napa's going to make a couple substitutions. Adderley's going to come back in, and so will Howard. The free throw is good. Howard must be coming in for Williams because he is still on the sideline as Braxton Adderley is waved onto the court. 9 minutes to go. First half, 26-21. Back at the line, Williams takes a breath. Left-hand free throw. No good. Little short there. And the rebound is cleared out by College of Marin. They bring the ball front court. And out to the top of the key now is Barfield. Starts a drive on Adderley. Comes back out. Used up the dribble. Adderley pressured him. It's a pass into the middle to Battistini, and then he quickly gets it back out to Bryant. Bryant drives in and knocks a player over. Let's see if it's going to be a blocking foul or a charge. He literally knocked Williams over, and they're going to call it a blocking foul. That's one of those, you know, it's a judgment time.
I think that's the toughest call to make in sports is distinguishing between a charge and a block, Ira.
So to the right of the basket for which his team is shooting, it's going to be Barfield to inbound the ball. But before he does, there is a whistle, and the officials are going to confer on something. And right in front of Steve Ball, so Steve can find out what they're talking about. Now they're ready. So they get the ball back to the sideline, and the inbounds pass comes out to Cerruti. Brings it over towards the top of the key. Now to Bryant. And they look at to Battistini. He shoots over and hits a shot over Salim Ali Musa and made a good basket there. Makes it 28-21 in the forecourt as Adderley spins around. He's double teamed. The ball is taken away from him. Coming down on a 2-on-2 fast break with a shot, a little floater in the lane is no good by Barfield. Rebounded by Napa, down by 7. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Driving in is William, or Howard, we should say, and Howard scores, and he'll get one, a chance for a three-point play. The foul is on number three, Malik Guyton, 6'4", 200-pound sophomore from American Canyon High School. Guyton spells his last name G-H-I-D-E-N. At the free throw line is Sharik Howard, and he scores the free throw. So the freshman out of Fairfield gets the three-point play. Adderley comes back out of the lineup. Also coming out of the lineup is Nakai'i, Amir Nakai'i. And back into the game is Chance Farrell-Martin, along with Javon Williams. Williams wasn't out very long. He was out for less than a minute there. As play resumes, bringing the ball in the forecourt is Barfield for College of Marin. Over to Bryan. He lost the ball out of bounds, but it was deflected from behind. It's reaching in and flipping the ball away from him was Napa. So the ball will stay with the College of Marin. They're in their black uniforms with the gold numeral and gold trim. Napa in their white uniform. There's a pull-up jumper that's good. 15-foot right at the free throw line by Jalen Chandler. And Napa back into the fourth court now as have the Salim Ali Musa starting his right almost, and he did lose the ball. And they get it into the fourth court now as they work it around the Mariners with the ball and a 6-point lead with 7 minutes to go in the first half. Playing, there is a 3-point attempt. It's blocked by Swim. Good defensive play, and he leads the charge on a fast break. Comes down, goes up. He shoots, he scores. Good play by Zach Swim, the Napa High graduate. That brings it to a 4-point deficit now for Napa. College of Marin slowing the pace down as Fairfield walks the ball into the forecourt. Picked up there by Chance Farrell-Martin. Brings it towards the top of the key. Fakes left, goes right, pull-up jumper, short. Long rebound back to him. Over to the left side now as they try to get it in to Battistini. He puts a hookup, no good, by Ethan Battistini, and it's rebounded by Napa. Driving in the lane is Williams. He had a shot blocked by Battistini, and Marin comes down. It's 2-on-3, so they're not going to go for the fast break. Didn't have the numbers on that time. They lead by
KVON Napa, 1440 AM. And
there is a three-point attempt. Swish, nothing but net by Jalen Chandler's out of De Anza High School over there in Richmond. Makes it a 7-point lead. Now inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half. Napa trailing, but they have the basketball. Looking at a man-to-man defense. Williams drives in the lane. Gets it out to Ali Musa. He tries a three-pointer. No good. Boy, you don't see him attempt many three-pointers. That one was off iron. Driving down, fast break the other way, kicking it out. There is a three-pointer the other way. And good again by Jalen Chandler. He has hit consecutive three-point baskets, and that is the biggest lead. It's a double-digit lead now. Swim has the ball blocked, knocked away from him. So Napa coming apart here in the last couple minutes, making some changes. Ali Musa comes out. Also, Chance Farrell-Martin comes out. Back in, Brandon Radu is back in. Braxton Adderley out of Sassoon played his high school ball at Rodriguez High School. He is back in the lineup as well. Napa on the attack now as they try to inbound the ball. They lob a pass out to Adderley. Adderley goes into the lane. Fadeaway jumper is no good. He was shoved as he attempted the shot. Maybe that was why it was a fadeaway jumper. He was pushed. The foul against Guyton, and the free throws coming for Braxton Adderley. He'll be getting two free throws. He's the sophomore, we said, that played at Rodriguez High School. And the free throw is no good off by him. Boy, the Storm having trouble at that foul line, having trouble scoring much here in this first half. They're down by 10 points now with just over 5 minutes to go here in that. The free throw is good. So Adderley, a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore, gets one out of two, splits the free throws. into the floor court. Now comes Chandler. He's made his last 2 3-pointers, so the defense pulls out on him, and the pass comes over to the right side now to Guyton. Back it comes now to Chandler, to Guyton, working the weave. Napa stays in their man-to-man defense. And here, Bryant drives around, goes up, shoots, scores. Oh, he worked that solo beautifully. Julian Bryant on one-on-one as the lead goes to 11 points. Again, that is their biggest lead. Over the right side, Adderley fakes to the right, now goes to the right, and then there is a foul called. Interesting comments we always hear from Steve Ball on the sideline. He likes to converse with the officials during the course of the game. Well, they say it was a common foul, so the bonus is not yet in effect. Ali Musa back in. He'll replace Zach Swim. So one Napa High graduate replaces another Napa High graduate. And they also have Dakota Macias from Napa on the team. There's a ball taken by Rado. He drives in. That underhand scoop shot is no good. Rebound by Jameel Jones. Stolen by Radu. Good play there by Brandon Radu with 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Down by 11. The ball is deflected away, but Williams is able to retrieve it. They've got some numbers now as Williams drives into the lane, turns, and the pass is intercepted, though. Going the other way is Guyton. Goes in, goes up, he shoots, he scores. Well, Javon Guyton took advantage of that interception. He was the one late getting back on defense. There is a three-point attempt. Good by Javon Williams, and they needed that as they had fallen behind. Steve Ball again reporting something out to the official. He had been very demonstrative on the sideline. It's a 10-point advantage here on Coaches versus Cancer Night at Napa Valley College. Napa Valley is the host to College of Marin, and we have gone the entire first half without a break as far as the timeout in the game with just over 3.5 to go in the first half. So we'll have a chance to update you on things at the halftime. In the meantime, into the lineup for Napa for the first time is Gio Magdaleno. Magdaleno is out of Ferndale up north there. Driving in the lane, up shot up, no good. Rebound put back up, and is partially blocked. But another offensive rebound goes in this time by Alfonso Murray. Napa tries a quick fast break again, and they lose the ball. No, they retain it now. They got it back. Ali Musa in the lane, drives up. A half hook is good. Ali Musa gets the basket, and Steve Ball gets a timeout. So that's the first timeout here in the half. And we can check with our statistician for tonight, who's in a different role. I just have to explain something. That had a chance to take a little vacation, and on that had a little physical problem, a little accident that bothered my shoulder. So I'm unable to use my right hand to jot down the usual score sheet. So Dino Alessio is taking his try at that for the first time.
So I'm doing the individual stats, and so far for College of Marin, Jalen Chandler is their leading scorer with 13 points. Malik Guyton has 10 points. For Napa Valley College, the leading scorer is Javon Williams with 8 points. Brandon Radu has 7. And we'll give all the scoring when we get to halftime.
Okay, Dino. Well, we're getting close to that. Now we're inside of 3 minutes to go here in the first half. And the attack now is Barfield for College of Marin. Passes over the left side now to Murray. Murray brings it back out. There's a three-point attempt. This one is missed by Chandler. He had made his last 2 3-point attempts. And Napa Valley College has the ball back into the forecourt.
Post it.
Working it over to the left side. They have Brad Dew there. getting there. Driving the baseline and putting it up off the backboard and scoring is Salim Ali Musa. Makes it back into single digits. The deficit Napa's facing. Pulling around the right side. Can't get a shot away, so sends it back out to Barfield. Franco Barfield drives in, puts a hook up, no good. Rebound, Ali Musa. A long lead pass down to Radu. He goes in, he goes up, and he scores. Well, credit Ali Musa with an assist on that play. And that takes us inside of 2 minutes to go here in the half. And a six-point lead now for College of Marin. Napa is starting to trim away at that deficit. Driving in, going up, and scoring with the left hand. Went in on the left side, and Malik Guyton just laid it up there. Ball is deflected away from Napa, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Storm. Minute and a half to go. First half, 44-36 now is the score. And the ball will be inbounded by Napa. Neither team in the bonus situation as far as fouls are concerned. Inbounds pass to Williams, looks at a three. It rims, no good. Rebound up high for it is Ethan Battistini from St. Helena. Minute 18 to go here in the half as the Mariners slow down the tempo. Franco Fairfield starts to drive, goes into the lane. He can't get a shot away. Nice defending in there by Magdaleno. Now a turnaround jump shot is going to be short, and the rebound is taken by Radu. Brandon Radu comes down. They go all the way. He does, lays it up, and scores. Oh, reverse layup. That was a pretty shot there by Radu. He is out of Puerto Madera, and that makes it a six-point lead again for College of Marin. As they look around, Chandler, quarter court, left side out. There's a three-point attempt. Rims no good by Battistini. Rebound by Chandler. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Ali Musa. It's three on three, so they're settling down, going into a more a deliberate offensive pattern now to Williams. Williams baseline right. Goes up with a shot. It's no good. We'll see if this will be a two-shot foul or not. The foul is on Cameron Williams. He is a freshman out of American Canyon. Cameron Williams, about 6'4", 185 pounds. Even though he's 6'4", he usually plays at guard. And the free throw shooting is Williams. And he missed the first. Javon missed. Coming into the lineup is Dakota Macias out of Napa High. And returning to the lineup is Zach Swim from Napa High. So a couple of the players that played locally or back into the game. Free throw is good. Splitting the free throws was Javon Williams. And it's a five-point lead with a chance for a last shot here with 10 seconds to go in the first half. Pass goes over in the left-hand corner. There's the three-point attempt. It's up. It is no good there by Chandler. There's a long shot or pass for Napa as the buzzer is sounding and the first half is ending. So we're here at halftime with this being Coaches versus Cancer Night. We'll find out more about that and individual scoring when we come back with the halftime score. It is College of Marin 44, Napa Valley College 39, back after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa Valley community for almost 55 years and still going strong. My family started selling Datsuns in 1965, and we now have a full line of economical and dependable Nissan vehicles to choose from. If you are looking for a mid-size to full-size truck, we have it. If you're looking for a family sedan that gets up to 44 miles per gallon, we have it. How about an electric vehicle? We have the new Nissan Leaf Plus that has the range of over 240 miles. Our friendly award-winning sales, service, and parts staff are here to serve you. Stop by today and see why Napa Nissan is the best dealer and the best choice in town.
This is Dino. As a leading community bank in the Bay Area, Bank of Marin is energized by the great work of their customers and committed to doing its part to help them grow. With personalized business banking solutions and one-on-one service and dependability, their lenders can tailor loan packages to fit your specific needs. Bank of Marin delivers custom financial solutions to make your business stronger. Contact them today at bankofmarin.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tile, stone, and hardwood.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Okay, we're at halftime where the Storm is trailing 44-39, but we're privileged to welcome Brandon Lucas, who is the athletic trainer at Napa Valley College. And Brandon, when did you accept that assignment?
I've actually been here for the last 6 years. I was the assistant for the last four. So this is my second year full-time being here at the college. Worked over at PUC up the valley there, was their athletic trainer there, and still was here as well. So love what I do, and you know, hopefully my guys get out this win tonight.
What are some of the main things that the guy that works the athletic trainer job does?
Well, mainly we're injury prevention. We take care of all of our athletes, make sure they're injury free, and if they are injured, we kind of rehab them back to ready to go back on the floor. You know, we also do other things like create different kind of weight training programs, and you know, we just
you film the games. I mean, you've got a lot of hats there.
Yeah, I mean, that aspect of it as a sports information director, I used to do that at PUC, so I'm pretty used to it, and I actually enjoy it. You know, being on the play-by-play. First of all, taking care of the injuries first, though.
We alluded to this being the coaches versus cancer night. Can you explain about that?
Yeah, so the Coaches versus Cancer program is a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. This initiative leverages the personal experiences, community leadership, and professional excellence of coaches nationwide to increase cancer awareness and promote healthy living. Since 1993, the coaches have raised over $100 million for the American Cancer Society.
That's $100 million, and not too shabby.
Exactly. It started from Norm Stewart, who was a University of Missouri men's basketball program and cancer survivor and member of that Association of Basketball Coaches. So he's the one that provided the vision and inspiration to start this whole concept.
What about the council on that? Are there any coaches from this region that are involved in it? Or quite a few coaches I know that are part of the council.
Yeah, I mean, I think worldwide and coaches throughout all of college basketball, I mean, you'll have guys like, obviously, Coach Jim Boeheim, Mike Gray from Notre Dame, obviously, you know, guys like Mike Krzyzewski. So it's not just the small schools. It's also the big Division I schools as well that are participants of this Cancers versus Coaches Sneakers and Suits program.
This is a program that Steve Ball likes to incorporate each year to have a special Coaches versus Cancer night.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about raising awareness for cancer. And, you know, me personally, I've been affected. A couple family members have passed because of cancer. So it is near and dear to my heart that we want to make sure that all cancers are being recognized, you know, with obviously breast cancer and, you know, lung cancer, whatnot like that. So it's just raising as much awareness as we can and hopefully find some cures.
We're talking with Brandon Lucas, who is athletic trainer at Napa Valley College. Do you reside in Napa?
No, I actually live in Vallejo. I was born and raised there. So I'm really local. You know, this is my home, and it's been my home for the last 30-something odd years now. So I love the area. I love Napa and my hometown of Vallejo. So
what do you enjoy most about your job?
I think the biggest joy I get out of just seeing the student athletes when they get hurt, that I help them, you know, battle back from injury to get them back on the floor. That's the most rewarding thing. And it's just being a part of a team, you know. Other guys like Gary Vitti for the Lakers when he was there for those 20 or 30 plus odd years. It's just a camaraderie. It's a family. And so although I may not be able to play collegiate sports anymore, I still am part of that while being on the bench or on the sideline doing the play-by-play.
Is there any one that's the most common injury?
I mean, ankles are kind of the number one in terms of just it happens. Everybody rolls it here and there. But, you know, obviously the knee injuries as well. Kind of varies per sport, but basketball you'll see a lot more knees and ankles than, like, shoulders compared to football and stuff like that.
Is a guy like Mike Ronald, who is the equipment manager, coordinate anything with you?
We just kind of help set up the game sidelines during our home games. And, you know, I make sure that the guys make sure to put the jerseys after post game and, you know, make sure it's taken care of that way, because Mike does a lot for these guys, and we want to make sure to make his job as easy as possible.
Well, Brandon Lucas, I know you do a lot too, so thank you for coming over and sharing with us the meaning of Coaches versus Cancer Night.
Thanks, Ira. I really appreciate it, and let's go Storm.
Okay, well, they're down by 5. It's 44-39 at halftime. We'll be back and have some comments from the coach, Steve Baldwin, his 15th year as the head coach, after these messages from our sports boosters.
Brighten your day the Napa Electric way. How about making your home, office, or business brighter, fresher, and more attractive and easier on the eyes? Well, you can by just contacting Napa Electric, Napa's complete lighting showroom and ceiling fan center. Napa Electric even provides lighting design plans. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays. Napa Electric's on Brown Street, just north of Lincoln. Get a daily electrical tip by going to either Facebook or Twitter. Brighten your day the Napa Electric way.
Hi, this is Gigi from Lido Auto Body, located in the heart of Napa. Lido Auto Body has been serving the Napa Valley for 43 years, and we know the automotive industry. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction. Lido Auto Body works closely with our customers and insurance companies to get you and your vehicle back safely on the road. Remember, it's your choice where you go for repairs. Make it Lido Auto Body, 1725 Action Avenue, proudly serving the Napa community.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tiles, stone, and hardwood.
You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
Well, back here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium, let's find out a little bit about what Steve Ball had in mind. We were going to use these comments in our pregame, but because of the technical difficulty, we didn't have a chance to hear from him. So let's hear from him now. Well, Steve, coming into this portion of the schedule, what does it look like as far as the Storm?
Well, you know, the Storm's struggling a little bit. We've hit a little bit of a freshman wall as we have 10 freshmen in our on our roster there. But it's you know, we keep grinding it out. We've tried to increase the tempo game after game. Now we're going playing a little bit faster. Hopefully, we can continue to defend and continue to rebound the way that we have been. I feel like we're an elite defensive and defensive rebounding team if we continue to commit to that.
You had a good game when you played over there at College of Marin.
Yeah, we started out a little slow against them, and then we came on in the second half. I think we held them scoreless and rebounded all their misses. We didn't give up an offensive rebound and didn't give up a bucket for 5 minutes there in the second half, and that really turns things around, especially if you're able to get yourself some easy baskets while you're doing a good job defensively.
Looking at the conference standings, the number one is still right there in the top spot.
Yeah, Yuba, year after year, they get guys that execute the game plan that Coach Cornelius is looking for. They've got some size. They destroyed us inside. We, unfortunately, that night, Salim Ali Musa was out with an ankle injury. So we were even smaller than we already are. You know, we had Brandon Radu at 165 pounds soaking wet, guarding their 250-pound center. So it was a little bit rough down there, but we hung with them till about the 10-minute mark, and then their size just kind of wore us down.
We have seen you at some of our local high school games where we've been broadcasting basketball. How does that recruitment phase look?
We're really excited. We've had out on a visit, we've had Imani Lopez, and we've had Blake Murray both. We love those two. We think they would both fit in really well to our program. We're looking to add them. We feel like they've told us that they're coming, but unfortunately we don't have national letters of intent. But if either of them get a scholarship offer, I would recommend that they take it. But if they don't, we would love to have them a part of our family.
What happens at the end of the season as far as playoffs? How many from the BBC could make it?
We're committed to one. Each conference gets one team. And then we've got a new playoff structure, which I was a help part of building, where it's a little more analytical and less good old boy sometimes. So we can get there's 20 teams in the North that can make it. And I think the most that we've ever had was four. And the least we've ever had was one. The year that we were really good and finished in second place, we had such a poor preseason due to the fires and not being able to practice for 2 weeks, as we were a refuge for people who had lost their homes. People were sleeping in our gyms, which we were happy to contribute in that way. But unfortunately, we had a slow start that kept us out of the playoffs that year.
What are you expecting tonight?
Well, if we can dictate some tempo here, I think we'll be all right. We know what they run. They execute quite a few things. They're very methodical with their half-court offense. They've got a blur of a point guard in Franco. They've got a couple of local kids that we lost out on. We actually recruited Malik Guyton, and we also recruited Ethan Battistini. We lost out on those two, but, you know, it is what it is. They found a good home for themselves, and they're both really good players. And Chandler's a heck of a player, number 14 for them. We've got to contain him. He can shoot the three. He scores it at all three phases. He can score it at the three. He can rack it, and he's got a nice pull-up jump shot because he's got such a high release with long arms. It's a good game. Thank you, Aaron.
Those are the comments of the head coach, Steve Ball, in his 15th year. And we're privileged to get some comments from Kyle Foster. I don't know how many years he's been working around the local scene, but you'll find him more and more regularly here, and it's always nice to get some of his views, too, as we get set for the second half.
It wouldn't be a game if we're not together, right?
Well, you can tell us a little bit about how people can find out about what your writings are.
So I write for NapaSportsNews.com. It's my own website, and the stories are pretty current, as you know, by getting the emails. I try to get them up that night by midnight, and that's where all the recaps will be of the games I go to.
What happened in that first half regarding free throw shooting?
Napa only shot 4 of 9, and if you look, they're only down by 5 points. That kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah. What about, you don't have the numbers as far as free throws for the other team?
No, I do not. I only keep Napa stats.
So do you keep as far as individual scoring as well?
Yes, and leading the way for Napa is Brandon Radu with 9 points right now. He's from Marin County, so this appears like it's a big game for him.
Yeah, Radu, he's quite the performer. He's from Corte Madera, but lives in the Redwood area.
Yeah, I'd imagine this is a big one for him. I'm sure, because this seems like it's a rivalry with Marin guys going to Napa and Napa guys going to Marin. It seems like it's a budding rivalry here.
Well, of course, you've got the coach for College of Marin, having played and coached at Vintage.
Yeah, Scott Thom. I have never covered him, but he's obviously got a good track record going on over there.
Well, we see you around all the time, and it's always nice to find out what you have written in your log.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ira. Tomorrow night, Vintage Justin Girls, Justin Vintage Boys on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Of course you will. But busy week ahead.
Yeah, I understand, too. You have a brother that's playing ball.
Yeah, he's getting ready to go for his senior season at Napa High under Coach Jason Chatham, and he's looking forward to it.
That's baseball. Okay, well, thanks a lot. We get set now for a second half of action. 44-39 is the score as College of Marin has the lead. Napa Valley College has the ball. They tried a blindside, and it was Paxton Adderley trying to do the blindsiding, and they held him there to prevent him from getting a layup. That was a set play, but negated it by the hold. So it'll be out of bounds. That's the first foul here in the second half. We are just underway. Napa Valley College with its first possession. Pass goes to Williams. Williams drives to the right, goes into the lane, goes up with the left hand, and scores! Well, that gets a good start here for the second half. Javon Williams getting the score. Franco Barfield getting the ball now for College of Marin. Brings his forecourt over to Chandler. Back to Barfield. Angle right side comes towards Seifert. And the ball is thrown away by Radu. He comes down and he slam dunks the ball with two hands. Oh, he's got a big smile on his face as he goes back down on the defense. And it's a one-point game right here at the start of the second half. 44-43. Driving in the lane, going up and scoring nicely was Malik Guyton. Napa Valley College takes a little time as they bring it into the attacking territory. Adderley, he's open for a 16-footer. Switch, nothing but net by Braxton Adderley. And it's still a one-point advantage now for the Mariners. They have the ball working the weave on the half court. Driving in, the ball is deflected away. They tried to bounce it off of the player, Alfonso Murray. He spells his last name M-U-R-R-I-E. Spelling of that Murray out of Berkeley High School, 6'4". So it will be triggered inbounds by the Mariners. Get it out now, quarter court, right side, spreading the offense, doing a good job of spreading it. Napa Valley College staying in there, shifting man-to-man defense. There's a pull-up jump shot, good, by Franco Barfield. Boy, he worked around and got a block and was able to shoot over it. Adderley for Napa has the ball in the forecourt. 2 minutes gone here in the second half. Underneath to Ali Musa, he lost the ball. Nice pass in there by Javon Williams. Napa couldn't handle it. Driving in, going up, missing the shot, and Williams gets the rebound. He was nearly fouled in the backcourt as Murray was reaching in. And Napa comes down quickly. Ali Musa over the right side. Adderley, he's got some room. He drives in. He goes up. He missed, but he was fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on Ethan Battistini out of St. Helena, putting Braxton Adderley at the free throw line. 4 out of 9 at the foul line in that first half for Napa Valley College. Not a very good percentage for the line. The first one is good by Adderley. They have Zach Swim and Ali Musa, both from Napa High, on the court now, along with Radu, and the fifth player is Williams. Adderley back at the line trying to make it 2 for 2, and he does. So with that, they go 6-4-11 now over the 500 mark. Into the forecourt come the Mariners as Barfield has it out to the side. Pass over to Guyton. Guyton drives in, spins around, puts the shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. And it's pulled out of there by the Mariners. Good offensive board work there to get a second shot. And driving it again, putting it up and scoring was Guyton. It missed. There's a long pass coming down to Ali Musa. He put up a prayer and it was not answered. And College of Marin quickly comes down and tries a three. And that's no good by Battistini. Rebounded by Napa. Fast break. Boy, they're going fast each way. Up, no good. Ali Musa tried for the rebound, couldn't get it after Adderley had missed the shot on a fast break. And now they're slowing the tempo down now as Murray brings the ball in the forecourt. Over to Barfield. Barfield has the ball near the center logo here of the Storm, the lightning bolt. He used up the dribble. The ball is deflected away by Swim, but Swim made contact there and fouled Murray. Not yet into a shooting situation. Back into the ball game is Shakir Howard, former Fairfield Falcon. He is coming in, replacing Radu. Now coming back into the ball game is Joseph Aldridge, replacing Ali Musa. So it'll be inbounded by College of Marin. They lead by 3 points here in the second half. Just over 16 minutes to play here in the half. Pass comes over left side to Murray. Murray double-teamed, nearly had the ball stripped away from him, but he retains possession. Now it's taken away by Bryson Adderley. Drives in, and the ball is nicely defended and saved by Barfield. So it'll be College of Marin slowing the tempo down again. We've played 4 minutes here in the second half, 20-minute halves. College basketball working the weave and pulling up for a three-point attempt is Guyton, no good. Rebounded by Napa. Coming down Williams, he may go all the way. He puts it up. Good, and one. An old-fashioned scoop shot in some way. It found the goal and went in, and he was fouled by Jalen Chandler on the play. Chandler from Richmond. He went to De Anza High. That was a pretty play by Javon Williams. He looked good the last time that we broadcast Napa Valley College game when they beat the College of Marin. Takes his time. His left-hand free throw is good. Well, the Storm is perfect here in the second half in the free throw, and we're tied 50-50. So that's even Steven, you might say, at 50-50. Comes down low post to Battistini. Drives under the basket, double team, the reverse, no good. Rebound tipped out, foul call. Looks like it's going to go against Napa, and that'll go against Shakar Howard. He's 6'4", 190, one of 10 freshmen on the Napa Valley College team. So it'll be first of two, no good. Alfonso Murray back to the line. Another player that hasn't seen action on the Mariners squad is from American Canyon, Tyler Sims. And Guyton, who's out there, is from American Canyon. And so is Cameron Williams, who has played briefly in the ballgame. There's a timeout taken. Score is 50-50. This is going to be just a short timeout, so we'll go over to Dino.
So leading in the scoring for Napa Valley College Storm is Javon Williams now has 14 points. Brandon Radu has 13. Braxton Adderley has 7. Shakir Howard has 8. So actually the scoring is quite balanced. For College of Marin, Malik Guyton has 14. Jalen Chandler has 15. And then the next leading scorer is Alfonso Murray with 6. So for College of Marin, it's two guys doing most of the heavy lifting. For Napa, the scoring a little more balanced.
Okay, Napa will have the ball and a chance to take a lead here in the second half. They had trailed by 5 points at halftime at 44-39. And they were down by 4 points at the midway part of the first half, 24-20 at that juncture. Oh, a full court press put on Napa now as the Storm is able to break the press. They get the ball into the forecourt to Ali Musa, the right-hand corner to Addersley. Comes back out now. Braxton Adderley spreads the offense. 10 seconds on the shot. Underneath to Ali Mercy, and he lays it in. Ali Musa getting the field goal. And Napa goes into the lead for the first time here in the second half. They had the lead in the first half, down by 5 at halftime, and now up by 2 inside of 15 minutes to go here. And driving in an easy lay. Oh, what a nice move by that American Canyon graduate, Malik Guyton. Napa with the ball now. Williams at the right side to Zach Swim. He pivots around, goes into the lane, feeds it over to Addersley. He tries a 3, it's no good. Swim gets the rebound, but came over the back. We'll see against whom the foul is going to be called. It is going to be called on Zach Swim, coming over the back, committing the foul. Let's see. Somebody's going to come out because Chance Farrell-Martin has come in. Oh, here comes to the sideline now, Braxton Addersley. We're tied at 52. College of Marin with the chance to break the tie now. as they get the ball in the forecourt to Bryant. Working the weave. Bryant over to Guyton. Pulls up, doesn't shoot, but passes over to Bryant. He'll fire an 18-footer, and he hit it right angle. And there's a lead pass down to Ali Moussa for he blew a layup. A good pass from Williams, but Ali Moussa, in his anxiety to get the shot before a block, missed the shot coming down the other way. The shot no good. Follow up is up, no good, but a foul on Napa. Wow. Boy, that was a great pass from Javon Williams. But play was going pretty fast there. The tempo very high here at the Napa Valley College gym. Friday night, Justin Siena's boys team over at Benning's at the Crusher gym, 6:45 airtime on KVON. At the foul line is Jalen Chandler. He is a 6'6", 205-pound sophomore, and he scores the first free throw. Back into the lineup comes Jamil Jones. Jamil replaces Ethan Battistini. And back at the foul line is Chandler trying to make it 2 out of 2, and he does. So that makes it a four-point lead now as the Mariners score both of their free throws. Swim into the forecourt over to Williams. Williams has some daylight. Goes in, goes up, shoots, and scores, and was hit on the elbow. It was an elbow jumper. And the foul's going to go on Chandler. So a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for Williams. Out in the act of shooting, we've got Ali Moussa Swim with Farrell Martin and Howard in the lineup right now for Napa Valley College. So two Napa graduates and Ali Moussa and Swim. And the free throw by Williams is good. So it's a one-point game, 56-55. 13 and a half minutes to go here in the second half. Napa, good job of transition and quickly getting back there on defense as College Marin brings the ball forward court, top of the key. A quick pull-up jumper from three is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Farrell Martin. Comes down, there's a three-point attempt up, no good. That was tried by Howard. Rebound comes the other way now as the Mariners bring the ball into the forward court as we approach the 13-minute mark here. In the second half, working the weave. The Storm stays in the man-to-man and shooting over the zone, or the man-to-man is Bryant, and coming down quickly, a Swim, goes up, shoots, scores, but he's going to be called for a travel. It will negate a field goal by Swim. College Marin gets the ball with a three-point lead. We're in the second half. College of Marin, 9-11 overall. Napa Valley College, 5-16 overall. But in league play, the two teams are tied at 3-6. Napa Valley College on the defense. College of Marin works it over the left side, goes toward the baseline. Coming back near the center circle now, over to Barfield, drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound taken out by Jones. The ball did not hit the rim. Napa gets the ball. Comes the other way. Williams, a good pass underneath the Swim, who lays it in. And Williams, another assist. He's been racking up the assists in this game. And it's back to a one-point lead for College of Marin. They work the ball over to the left corner. Now they start to drive the baseline. They can't drive under, so they're going to kick it out, but they're going to be called for a travel before they could get rid of the ball.